Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continue with this kitab, Islam al-Aqaid, correction of our beliefs. Further, we read with regard to beliefs regarding the barzakh. It is the place where a person goes after he passes away. Belief number one, the literal meaning of barzakh is veil. The meaning of barzakh is the realm, that is that world where man will be from death until Qiyamah. Due to the fact that it is hidden from our present realm, it is called barzakh. Barzakh is not the name of a particular place. After death, wherever the human body is, whether it is scattered or in one place, that is barzakh for that person. At the time of death, the soul is taken out from the body. The soul is never destroyed. It needs a special place and abode. When the deceased is placed in the qabr, in the grave, then the soul is returned to the body for questioning. A relationship between the body and soul is established. Such a relationship that will allow it to feel reward and punishment. When a person passes away, two angels appear before him. This is irrespective of whether he had been buried or not. One is called Munkar and the other is called Nakir. These angels question the deceased as follows. Who is your Rabb, that is your creator and sustainer? The second question, what is your deen, your religion? And the third question, who is this person, that is referring to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the deceased was an upright, righteous person, he will answer correctly. Thereafter he'll enjoy all forms of comfort and ease. If he was not upright, then he will answer, I do not know. He will then undergo great difficulty and punishment. There are some people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempts from this trial. Example, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, the martyrs and Muslim children. Only the deceased are aware of these occurrences. We cannot witness it, as it is a different realm, a different world. This is just like a person who is sleeping and he sees many things in his dream, while a person next to him is in a state of wakefulness, is totally oblivious, unaware of his condition. Belief number two, all non-Muslims and some sinful Muslims are punished in the grave. Allah Ta'ala save us all. The punishments and rewards in the life of barzakh are meted out to soul and body. The third belief, when man makes dua for the deceased or spends charity on his behalf, the rewards of such actions reach the deceased and they attain great benefit by means of it. If the deceased was being punished, then these good deeds lighten or terminate his punishment. If he is not being punished, then these actions cause his status to be elevated. Only the Muslim deceased benefit from this. Dead non-Muslims do not benefit in any way whatsoever. Beliefs regarding Qiyamah. There are major signs and minor signs. The first belief, the various events which Allah Ta'ala, Allah Jalla Jalalu and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us of, that will occur before the advent of Qiyamah, will definitely take place. The signs of Qiyamah of two types. Minor signs, those signs which began from the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's birth to the appearance of Imam Mahdi Alayhi Salam. Imam Mahdi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The first sign is the honorable birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other minor signs are the conquest of Baitul Muqaddas. The second, the ignorance of deen will increase greatly and knowledge of deen will rapidly decrease. Consumption of intoxicants will become common. Fornication and adultery will become rampant. Shame and modesty will be eliminated. Speaking lies will become common. The female population will increase. Dancing, singing and musical instruments will become rampant. Speaking lies will be regarded as a profession. People will be disobedient to their mothers and subservient to their wives. People will regard their fathers as strangers and regard their friends to be their close associates. The immoral, evil and the worst in character will assume the reign of power and government. Public funds will be regarded as private property. Oppression will become the order of the day. People will desire death due to the evil and false practices that will become rampant. Zakat will be regarded as a fine or penalty. People will find it difficult to pay zakat. The latter people of the ummah will speak ill of the previous people. People will extend their businesses to such an extent that they will bring their women folk into the business to assist them. Salam will only be made with those who one knows. Control of the disbelievers will be established all over. There will be an increase in natural disasters such as earthquakes, hurricanes, etc. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى الحمد لله last night the 15th para was recited here in Tarawih Salam. However, we continue from the 14th para Surah An-Nahl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains again His Qudrat in the form of His creation. Allah ta'ala makes mention here of one small creation of His, the bee. And in here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching insan that, O insan, we made you the best of creation, but realize you still got lot of things to learn from the animal kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions the A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ata amrullah fala tasta'jilu. That the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come with regard to the disbelievers that are disobeying Allah and creating oppression and causing havoc on the face of the earth. You don't be in a hurry and hasty just to make dua for their destruction. Worry of their hidayat first. And if there's no hidayat for them, Allah ta'ala will take them to task. You remain firm and look at the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain ma'rifat and gain closeness to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala explains these qudrat in different ways in the surah, how beautifully Allah ta'ala says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. It is Allah ta'ala that created the heavens and the earth with absolute truth and certainty and precision. It didn't come into existence with any Big Bang theory or any false theory. Allah ta'ala is most lofty that you associate any partners with Allah. Allah says you don't have to go far to find Allah. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Don't you see Allah Ta'ala created your progeny Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from a drop of dirty, filthy fluid, one drop of sperm. And from the same drop of sperm, Allah Ta'ala made the material of your brain, the delicate and soft material of your brain. From that same drop of semen, Allah Ta'ala made the hard skull. From that same droplet of semen, Allah Ta'ala made your beautiful heart. From that same droplet of semen, Allah Ta'ala made your ribcage. Allah Ta'ala made you from this droplet of semen to recognize Allah and to become obedient to Allah. But in return, Allah says, many of us, what is our result? فَإِذَا وَخَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. We started arguing, open arguers, and we want proof of the oneness of Allah, عَلِيَازُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah Ta'ala says, there is abundant proof, وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا. Don't you see your animals? We made it a means of transport in the earlier days. And in today's time, whatever means of transport comes about, this is all the great favors of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, particularly the animals, وَلَكُمْ فِيَا جَمَالٌ حِينَ تُرِيحُونَ وَحِينَ تَسْرَحُونَ. Beauty in that when you ride your animals in the morning, in the evening, you carry your loads from city to city. All this Allah Ta'ala is made for your benefit. Look at the horses, wal khayl, wal bighal, wal hamir, the mule, the donkeys, etc. Litarkabuha, you ride it, and there's beauty in there. The different types of horses, the different types of animals and species. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Huwallazi anzala minas sama. It is Allah who sends down rain for you and then takes out beautiful different types of crops and fruits, etc. All this is to recognize Allah. Allah brings the night and the day for you to rest and for you to get up in the morning and earn your living. Allah Ta'ala has made the heavens, the constellations, etc. Huwallazi sakhara al-bahr. Who has given you control of the oceans, that now you go with your huge ships into the oceans and you take out beautiful fresh meat, lahman tariya, the beautiful fruit, the nice fish Allah Ta'ala has given you in the ocean. ocean, and from there you take out pearls and jewels in the depth of the ocean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you all just to recognize Allah. The rose Allah ta'ala has made for you. Allah ta'ala says, if you only ponder and think, insan, wa in ta'uddu ni'matallah la tuhsuha. If all of you get together, what all your intelligence, what all your abilities, and all of you get together and do what? Count one favor of Allah, la tuhsuha. You will finish all, you will get exhausted. You won't even reach the surface of one favor of Allah. Because in one favor there are millions and unlimited favors of Allah. But Allah gives you all this because Allah is most forgiving and Allah Ta'ala is very kind. Allah loves to forgive. So remember, recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, there is only one Allah, ilahukum ilahu wahid. There is only one Allah for you. Turn to nobody, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Build your firm connection with Allah. And don't worry, قَدْ مَكَرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. The plot of the non-believers will carry on. But Allah ta'ala will give them respite. And when they go beyond the limits, Allah ta'ala will raise them above the earth and throw them upside down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says for the pious servant, وَقِيلَ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ مَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ. What did your Allah reveal for you? They will say, all goodness, قَالُوا خَيْرًا. That in this world also they did good, and in the year after Allah Ta'ala will give them a very good reward. وَلَنِعْمَ دَارُ الْمُتَّقِينَ. So you just inculcate taqwa, the true love of Allah. Stay away from the disobedience, and what a good abode Allah has got for you in return. Jannat, beautiful gardens, you will be entering there. Rivers will be flowing beneath there. لَهُمْ فِيَا مَا يَشَاءُونَ. Whatever you desire, you will get there. This world is not a world, to fulfill your desires. That is the place to fulfill your desires. كَذَلِكِ يَزِّلَّهُ مُتَّقِينَ. In this way we reward the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Father, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, never ever associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be eager to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, in this world you'll have to live in such a way, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Just bear patience. Stay away from disobedience. Be patient and be obedient on the commands of Allah. And put your trust solely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to do this? Learn. That fasalu ala zikri in kuntum la ta'alamun. With regard to your matters of deen, ask the people of knowledge. And here Allah ta'ala has mentioned the people of knowledge are the people who make zikr of Allah. That is the pious servants, the ulama-i rabbaniyin. Don't follow Mr. Google or Mufti Google. Follow the ulama-i rabbaniyin. And learn your matters of deen from them. And they will guide you the right way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, remember, وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لَا تَتَّخِذُوا إِلَٰهَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ. Don't ever think that there are two gods or there are two deities. Never ever, if there was more than one Allah, then there should be havoc in the world. The one God will want it must be raining, the other God will want it must be sunshine. There will be havoc. Remember, إِنَّمَا هُوَ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. Don't you see the system of the world with what precision it is running and how beautiful it is moving? That shows there is only one Allah. There is nobody. فَإِيَّايَ فَرْحَبُونَ. So turn only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that how Allah ta'ala gave honor to woman folk. In the days of ignorance, they didn't realize the blessing of a daughter that was born. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. They used to regard it as this grace, whereas it was as a rahmat in the house. When a daughter is born, then two rahmat, two mercies Allah blesses you. One for taking care of this girl, looking after her chastity, and getting her married in a good home. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who gave this honor? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to teach the world the honor of woman folk and gave everyone their due right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that don't be like those people that they do a good work, and then they break like a woman folk, like a woman, that she's knitting a garment, and then she breaks all the stitches and wastes her time. So you also remember that when you do any good deed, protect that good deed. Don't let it go for waste, and don't lose your amal, that when you come in the year after, you don't see any of your actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we have to take you to task, there won't be one animal left on the face of the earth. But Allah ta'ala gives you respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً. Insan, don't think you are too intelligent. There are a lot of lessons for you to take in the animal kingdom. Just look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the cow. And the cow looks like a simple animal, but it's doing its work every whole day. Simple work, just chewing grass. But look what it manufactures. نُسْكِيكُمْ مِنْ بُتُونِهِ مِمَّا فِي بُتُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنَ فَرْسِ وَدَمِ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِشَارِبِينَ. Don't you see what comes out? What it manufactures? In between its dung, which is full. In between its blood passage, which is also full. Who takes out that beautiful, white, fresh milk? Very healthy. Who has made this for you? Recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take a lesson. وَوْحَيْ رَبُّكَ إِلَى النَّحْلِ أَنِ تَخِذِ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتَ وَمِنَ الشَّجَرِ وَمِمَّا يَعْرِشُونَ. Don't you see one small creation of Allah, the bee? But what a system they got in their life. From the honey bee, it gives them all commands. And how they go into different mountains, etc. Different places, different plants, they suck from the pollen. And see what they produce. Allahu Akbar. They produce, يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بُطُونِهَا شَرَابٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُ فِي شِفَاءٌ لِلنَّاسِ. Beautiful, sweet, different color. Such a tasty liquid which is known as honey, and there is great cure for you. The world is still trying to research. Scientists are researching the benefits of honey, which Allah Ta'ala has mentioned many, many years, over 1400 years ago, how beneficial it is. In there, there is cure for you. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, remember, Allah has given you life. Very soon Allah will take away your life. There are some people that Allah Ta'ala takes them to a stage of old age, and they become like children again. Upside down their life becomes. They forget what they were. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, take a lesson from a person that is. Allah ta'ala gave him strength, ability, and contrary to that person that cannot do anything, he is dumb, he is lame, etc. Can they be the same? Never ever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a person who is on sirat-i-mustaqim, he is on the firm path, and that person who is off the path is like that lame person, they can never be the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that don't you see how we have made the birds fly in the air? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says your houses, your clothing, etc. All this are the special favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains, very soon Allah ta'ala will raise you. So how you should love in the world? We hear this ayat every week in the Jummah khutbah. Inna Allah ya'mur bil adli wal ihsan. Wa ita'i zil qurba. Wa yanani al fashai wal munkar. Allah ta'ala has commanded you that you love on the earth what justice, what ihsan, what kindness, what goodness. And see that you give everybody their due right. Starting from your close family members and the entire creation. And وَيَنْعَنِ الْفَاشَىٰ. Allah has prohibited you from shameful and evil actions and from oppression, etc. يَعِذُكُمْ. Allah gives you this waz, this lecture every day and every week so that you take a lesson and fulfill your pledges and don't break your promises. You gave a word to somebody, see that you fulfill that word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't sell your promises to persons of this world. If you want good deed, if you want a good life, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَىٰ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Whoever, male or female, if you do good deeds and you protect your iman, Allah will give you hayatan tayyiba, an enjoyable life in this world, a peaceful life, and in the hereafter Allah has got far more greater in store for you. Allah Ta'ala further explains the respects of Quran. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you decide to recite Qurani Kareem, which should be your daily practice, first seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that shaitan does not disturb you, and fulfill the etiquette and the rights of Qurani Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further explains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a time will come that people will be arguing with one another, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away your life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you the reality. Then Allah says, eat from those things which Allah ta'ala has blessed you, which are halal and tayyibah, and according to what you eat, that is the type of character you will become. So be very, very cautious with regard to your halal. Should be 100% under all conditions, but sadly today great negligence in this regard, this habit and this evil quality of eating out, and we don't care what we eat. Allah Ta'ala says this will cause degradation in your character, etc. Washkuru ni'matallah. And all this is to appreciate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't make halal what is haram, and don't make haram what is halal. Appreciate the favors of Allah. Appreciate your wives, etc., who cook for you. This great quality of shukr, which we are negligent myself, first of all. Our Shaykh teaches us, and this is why we come to the company of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn all this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you are unappreciative, Allah will take you to task. And if you are appreciative, then Allah ta'ala will bless you abundantly. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَسْلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنًا. Don't you take a lesson from those people that were loving or in the obedience of Allah. We gave them peace and happiness, and they were loving with such comfort. Then they just obeyed the commands of Allah. They got involved in their luxuries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعَذَاكُمُ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ مَا كَانْ يَسْنَوْنَ. Allah ta'ala says, we made them wear the clothes of poverty and hunger and fear, and now they lived in all misery and terror. So what comes to us is all because of our actions, not the rulers, and not we saying the crime rate is high. The type of actions which produce, that is the consequences we will see. So myself, all of us, we have to take introspection and see whatever is happening around us, whether it's weather conditions, whether it's outward conditions of security. This is all dependent on what actions we send our son, send up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, take the lesson from my great friend, which everybody regards as their leader, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What type of personality he was? Kana ummatan qanita lillahi hanifa. He was one man, but he was like a whole ummat. What work he did in the world because of his humbleness, and he followed the very straight path. No deviation, no extravagance, no deficiency, no shirk, etc. One believing in Tawheed, one Allah. And what was his special quality? Shakir al-Yanumi. He was very, very grateful to the favors of Allah. Grateful not just for the tongue by saying Jazakallah, but he obeyed the commands of Allah. That he was a very stern and perfect Muslim. We should follow him. Allah has chosen him. Allah has guided him on the straight path. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave him goodness in this world, and in the year after, he'll have a very high position among the pious. So we also, this ummah has been commanded that follow this path of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't associate partners with Allah. And then remember, you come on the path of Allah, and then advise others also. But when you advise others, udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mu'izatil hasana. Call people towards the path of Allah with wisdom and with kindness. Advise them in good, palatable way. Don't show a holier than thou attitude, etc. Advise them according to their level and according to their standards. And when you do all this, remember, you'll get taunts, etc. But wasbir wama sabruk. You just make sabr, and don't worry what people can't comment and what you have to do to get close to Allah. Inna Allah ma'alladheena taqaw. Allah is with those people who inculcate qualities of taqwa, of piety, and reach that high level. Walladheena muhsinoon. That kayfiyat of ihsan, that you all the time in the presence of Allah, that when you worship Allah, you know Allah is watching you, or you can perceive that you are in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next para, the 15th para, Allah starts it so beautifully with the magnificent surah which is known as Bani Israel, that he is the nation of the past of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Another name of the surah is Surah Isra. How Allah ta'ala shows the great Qudrat of Allah, and on the other hand, the high position of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how Allah ta'ala raised him to what height when he showed that he was the slave of Allah. And from this we learn that the more you recognize Allah, the more you realize you the ordinary humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And man tawaza lillah rafa'u Allah. Whoever humbles himself for Allah, Allah will raise him. See Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the king of both the worlds, but he loved like the most humble slave of Allah. And this was his great quality, that Allah ta'ala explained, subhanallazi asra bi abdi layla min المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. Don't you see how pure and magnificent is that Allah? In other words, don't look at the human personality that is undertaking this journey. Look at the great kudrat of Allah. Allah is pure and free from all human qualities, from all weaknesses and deficiencies. Allah's power is so great that Allah Ta'ala can do anything in a split moment. See how Allah Ta'ala took His special servant, Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in a short portion of the night. Allah Ta'ala took him from Masjid al-Haram, let him have a heart transplant. Allah Ta'ala took him to Masjid al-Aqsa, showed him all the Mubarak places there, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala showed him all His signs. He met all the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Allah Ta'ala took him right to the seven heavens, where he came right close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in the close proximity, and he came back with a great gift of Salah, which we should appreciate that Allah gave to the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should see how much do we appreciate the gift of Salah. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, don't be like the Bani Israel. Allah favored them over and over, but despite appreciating the favors of Allah, they caused evil and havoc. And particular two incidents Allah is making mention. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ, that we have decreed that the Bani Israel will cause evil, corruption on the earth, but two occasions will be such that they will go into such oppression and be proud and arrogant. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's system is that Allah doesn't come with a stick to hit you on the earth. وَقَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْضَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. If you cause oppression and you disobey Allah, you're causing harm to yourself, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will send a more oppressive person upon you. Allah Ta'ala sent a king, Bukhti Nasr, and Allah Ta'ala made great oppression upon them, that 60,000 of them were killed in one day. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala made him, so to say, walk through their homes, and he bulldozed their walls, etc. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that when they made tawbah, when they return and realize that we caused an error, and they ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ, Allah Ta'ala then again assisted them with their wealth, with their children, offspring. Allah Ta'ala gave them dominance again, that a Christian king from Persia came to help them. And how this king desiccated Masjid al-Aqsa also. Masjid al-Aqsa also. Allah Ta'ala says, learn the principle of Allah. In asantum, asantum li anfusikum. This is the general principle of Allah. If you do good, you do good for yourself. Allah will send down good conditions to you. And remember, Allah is not in need of your buildings, etc. Allah Ta'ala wants you to be obedient to Him so that you benefit. Allah doesn't benefit in the least, because وَإِنْ أَسَاتُمْ فَلَهَا, if you do wrong, it will only cause harm to you. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, they take a lesson. Not long, they didn't realize that the favors of Allah. Again, they got involved in the enjoyments and pleasures of this world and forgot Allah. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ, the second occasion came to Bani Israel when a king Titus, a Roman king, came now and desiccated them and humiliated them, لِيَسُوهُ وُجُوهَكُمْ, disgraced them thoroughly, and even entered Bayt al-Muqaddas and took away all the treasures that were in Bayt al-Muqaddas and is kept in the Vatican till today. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam radiallahu anhu will come and inshallah will retrieve that. But Allah Ta'ala says, take a lesson. If you want the mercy of Allah, then be obedient. وَإِنْ أُتْتُمْ أُتْنَا, if you return with evil, we will return with our punishment. And Allah doesn't want us to be punished. Allah wants us to remain firm in the Hazul Quran, that keep firm on the teachings of Quran Kareem. It will guide you to the firm deen, and you just carry on doing your good deeds. Allah Ta'ala will send His special favors upon you. Allah says, take lessons from the signs of Allah. وَجَعَلْنَا اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ, how the night comes and the day comes, how the night comes, and then how the day takes away the night, and the night takes away the day. This is all for you, so a great ni'mat and favor, that you can count your days and your months and your years. The time is also a great ni'mat of Allah. The ni'mat of measuring time is also a great ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah says, see how many nations we destroyed. And Allah Ta'ala says, remember, whatever you do is being written down. Iqra kitabat, tomorrow you get your own book in front of you and it will be told to you that read your own book of deeds, here's your own record. And Allah Ta'ala teaches us that what is our deen? It's very moderate. Every aspect of deen has to be taken taken into consideration. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ اللَّهَ تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. The first of which is, never ever associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, حُقُوقُ الْعِبَادِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Be extremely kind and good to your parents and all the relatives. That means fulfill the rights of one another. That whether your parents become old, one of them or both of them, then don't even utter a word of any harm to them. فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't say any word that they feel sad, and don't scoff at them, but be extremely kind to them, and think that how when you were small, how they took care of you. So you make dua for them. رَبِّ رَحْمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And we should make dua for our parents, our ustaz, our mashayikh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah knows what is in your heart. إِن تَكُونُ صَالِحِينَ. If you are good, Allah ta'ala will forgive you all the time. Allah ta'ala says, fulfill the rights of your close relatives and all the poor and the travelers, and don't be extravagant, don't be wasteful, because this is the friends of shaitan that are wasteful. And sadly today the ummah, we don't take care that how we have lavish parties, etc. We go for umrah and we waste while going into the hotels and having our meals, etc. Allah Ta'ala says that spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will distribute your rizq. And wala taqtulu awladakum khashyata imlaq. Don't kill your offspring thinking that you will suffer poverty, whether it is in abortions, etc., which has become rife in the ummah today, or whether it is family planning. Allah says, nahnu nazukum wa iyyakum wa iyyakum. We feed you and we feed them also. And never ever commit crime and murder on the face of the earth. Wala taqrabu zina. Don't even go close to zina. Allah has cut it from the root. That is, control your gazes, control your eyes. Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully. Our deen is not like the Western system that light a fire and try to protect it. They say that let men and women mix and then have safe sex. There's nothing like safe sex. There's only evil and corruption that will spread, and diseases that will spread. Islam teaches us, don't even light the fire. So you got nothing to protect, and don't go near the wealth of the orphans, etc. Fulfill your pleasures, etc. Woeful kale. And when you measure and you weigh and you're doing business, do it with utmost justice. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِإِلْمٍ. And control your tongue. Don't utter those words that you don't have, that you don't know about. كَفَى بِالْمَرْءِ كَذِبًا أَن يُحَدِّثَ بِمَا سَمِعَ. It is sufficient to call a person a liar, that whatever he hears, he just utters and he passes on that message. Remember, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. That all your hearing, your seeing, your heart, your faculty of thinking, etc., all just are the favors of Allah, and you'll be questioned in front of Allah tomorrow. وَلَا تَمْشِ بِالَّذِي مَرَحَا. Don't walk with pride and arrogance on the face of the earth. Make your Islam, make your self-reformation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the great benefit of Qur'an Kareem, that we should hold firm onto Qur'an Kareem, and we should be firm on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala will give us honor, respect and dignity, like Allah ta'ala shows in the next surah, Surah Kaf, how young boys want to be firm on the command of Allah and stay away from shirk, how Allah ta'ala protects their iman, and Allah Ta'ala gave them safety, and Allah Ta'ala took care of them. So we should also, the Surah Kaf is a great surah that should be recited on the day of Jummah, that will save us from all tyranny, oppression, and save us from the day of Qiyamah, that terrible occasion. So we should recite Surah Kaf and take the lesson how Allah Ta'ala will take care if you protect your iman.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. عن معاوية رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج على حلقة من أصحابه فقال: ما أجلسكم؟ قالوا: جلسنا نذكر الله ونحمده على ما هدانا للإسلام ومن به علينا. قال: آلله ما أجلسكم إلا ذلك. قالوا: آلله ما أجلسنا إلا ذلك. قال: أما إني لم أستحلفكم تهمة لكم، ولكن أتاني جبرائيل فأخبرني أن الله تعالى يباهي بكم الملائكة. رواه مسلم. حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ایک مرتبہ صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم کی ایک جماعت کے پاس تشریف لے گئے اور دریافت فرمایا کہ کس بات نے تم لوگوں کو یہاں بٹھایا ہے؟ عرض کیا کہ اللہ جل جلالہ کا ذکر کر رہے ہیں اور اس بات پر اس کے حمد اور ثنا کر رہے ہیں کہ اس نے ہم لوگوں کو اسلام کی دولت سے نوازا. یہ اللہ کا بڑا ہی احسان ہے ہم پر اللہ کا بڑا ہی احسان ہم پر ہے. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کیا خدا کی قسم صرف اسی وجہ سے بیٹھے ہو؟ صحابہ رضی اللہ عنہم نے عرض کیا خدا کی قسم صرف اسی وجہ سے بیٹھے ہیں. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ کسی بدگمانی کی وجہ سے میں نے تم لوگوں کو قسم نہیں دی, بلکہ جبرائیل علیہ السلام میرے پاس ابھی آئے تھے اور یہ خبر سنا گئے کہ اللہ جل جلالہ تم لوگوں کی وجہ سے ملائکہ پر فخر فرما رہے ہیں. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once found a gathering in the masjid engaged in the dhikr of Allah jalla jalaluhu. He inquired as to what they were doing. They replied, "We have sat here to remember Allah and to praise Him for guiding us to Islam." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to take an oath that this was the only purpose for them sitting there. After taking an oath, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I have not asked you to take an oath due to any suspicion of lies, but rather because Jibreel alayhi salam has just informed me that Allah jalla jalaluhu was boasting about you to the angels."
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. فاذكروني أذكركم, أنا جليس من ذكرني. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہوں, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو, تو ہی تو ہو. اور میں نے تن میں بجایا اب گل, درد دل ہو, درد دل ہو, درد دل. غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر کے کچھ در. لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. لا الہ لا إله إلا الله, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. لا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے, تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو, الہی رہوں اس خبردار تیرا. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب. الله ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد. كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. اللهم لك الحمد كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ومرضى المسلمين ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.